we have been very lucky, I would say. Most of the projects, it's easier for me to remember the one that I didn't like, or the ones that I didn't. It's not that I didn't like, but it wasn't the most excited. So I think the last project has been very interesting. We have been working in several areas, so for us that is exciting, because we are, with every project, learning from an industry. We work with Modern from Texas, that when you think about it, you will think, oh, this project will be a little boring, because it's usually it's not a exciting industry. It's taxes, it needs to be serious. But with Modern, we were able to create a new brand, more irreverent but serious at the same time, because we are talking about money and no one wants to be collaborating with a company that it seems foolish, I guess. It was a good project for us to have been challenged to do something good but light, I would say. Then we also had Sensei, that was a good experience as well. They are building a new way of shopping, more techie, that it's not that usual yet. So it was challenging to understand how are going to present their solution to the audience, that even for them it's new and the goal is for them to adopt it. And also in Web3 we work with Quill, Arky, I think for the creative team that projects were very exciting, because they had a lot of
freedom to explore.
Freedom, yes, space for be creative, and I think that happened. The brands and the websites are very, very cool. And recently, we have been working in our own brand. We are doing a rebrand, a new website. Our image will change. It's not like, I wouldn't say our image would change a lot, but I think the way you communicate will change a little bit. I'm excited for people to see and see what they think about it.
Taking on that, what makes Onda different from other design studios?
It's a hard question for me, but because to be honest, in this kind of field, like studios, development studios, creative studios, I mean, everyone is offering the same thing. Let's be honest, right? Everyone is developing products, websites, brandings, experience, whatever. I think the difference or what it makes unique, it's the people that are at the studio, not individual, but the group you can create with the people that you hire, the team, you know. When you have a team that knows how to collaborate, how to work with, that likes to work with the people that they have in the team, I think that is, it's not say, I don't know if it's the key, but it's very helpful for the process of doing a branding, a website, product development, or whatever, in something in really good, and in an experience that it's really good, and the client trusts the studio, it becomes a collaboration. And when it's a collaboration, I think the end result is always better, because it's not like you have this task, yep, just do it.
I think the question is, as you said, is a cliche, but I think your answer also touch on the core topic, which is the team that Onda has right now is very unique. And also it's important to say that Onda, and maybe from the two of us, I'm the one with more years of experience on this topic. So the company changed a lot in the 5 years of existence. And for example, no one that is now in the team was here in the beginning. So the team has had a lot of transformations. And it's amazing to see that the quality that is producing right now, it's outstanding. And especially in an area that I've been working a lot with Onda, which is blockchain and Web3. The Onda team has been putting phenomenal work out there. And in the end, companies like Onda and other studios, it's exactly that. The team is what makes it different, and the way that they approach the projects. And what I see with the Onda team is that they listen a lot to the clients. They are very proactive in research and looking for what is the goals that the project is trying to fulfill. So I think that's really important here. And you mentioned that you are going through a rebrand and implementing a new way to communicate. What are the goals with that? What are you trying to achieve with that change that was not there before?
I've been here about for 3 years, I guess, and a lot of have changing. And I witness a shift on the way we do design. We do design with more strategic thinking nowadays than in the beginning, I would say. And that changed a lot our way to collaborate with the clients. Because I think now they see us more as a partner and someone to lean in to suggestions, solutions for the way it's not even only the design part, but only how I'm going to communicate, more visual of course, but communicate our solution, our to our audience, how I'm going to highlight specific message they want to share. And that is it has been interesting to see, because design is not only look, put it nice, let's
isn't it?
No, I don't think so. I hope you don't think. it's not the final layer. You yeah. start with that, and when you are starting, you have to start with the basic questions, with the fundamentals, like what is this project, what do you want to achieve, yeah. how do you want to be seen for the audience, what are the emotions do you want, I forgot the word.
Convey or show to the
show
audience.
Show to the audience. So we always start with a lot of questions. We don't assume we know, because we don't know the specifics of each industry. And as a creative studio, you can work with Web3, with Form Law, with Venture Studio. I mean, the things will be different. We don't know the details or the challenges of the they face when they are trying to communicate or sell their products. So we always have a role more of listening than talk. I think we only start to talk a lot in the calls when we are showing the design.
Yeah.
because we absorb all the information. We have been exploring, studying competition, the industry, and now, okay, we think this can be a concept and this can be presented this way. And that has been really helpful for the work we do. And also, I see that with the feedback that we receive with clients. In the past, I think was more like, oh, I don't like this color, or I don't like this shape, or I want this in this way. And now the feedback is more, it's not about that. Like, okay, this makes sense, the concept you create. Now let's try to improve this section. How I can communicate better my cultural team, or how can I, it's more strategic, even the conversation and the things they need to be improved. Not, we are not talking about the colors or the fonts or whatever.
Yeah, very good.
And I think that for me, it makes me really happy.
Okay, very good. And going through all these transitions across the last years, you now settle with a very small team that has been doing a lot of great work. And also, Onda has this concept of having like a lot of people that they collaborate with that serves almost as a team extension. How has that process been like, and what are like the ideas and what do you try to do with all of those folks that help you execute the projects? Because that's, I think, the another aspect that makes Onda different from other studios or some of the other studios that try to have like a large team executing all of the projects. You kind of have like a core team that is very strategic, does a lot of planning, structures the work, talks with the clients, but then has the support of a larger army that helps you execute the projects. I'm very interested to learn more about you manage that, and what is the vision for increasing that?
It's a new way of work at Onda. We were used to be working only internally. And that changed like completely. Most of the projects we are working with someone externally.
Yeah.
And it has been very, very great to collaborate with other companies and freelancers outside of Onda. I think it's always interesting to see the way other people work. It helps us also analyze and, okay, are we doing well, or should we improve this part of the process? It's also very interesting and it's not interesting, but it makes me proud, and I think the rest of the team see the people that collaborate with us really like to collaborate with us. I think we are not that kind of partner that is impossible to work with. We always create a light environment when people can be honest. We encourage when people are proactive and are engaged to the project. They are looking not just to do what we ask for, but also collaborating the solution for the project. I think the moments that we perhaps had some issues with partners were when that don't happen. Like, mm-hmm. I get a little upset, like, don't be embarrassed to speak. Yeah. Feel free to say, I don't like this, I think it should be like that. You are not here just to say, yes, I will do it.
Yeah.
So I think most of the times they like to work with us. It's a good place for them to even explore more than they are used to do. And I believe it's something that will will happen, even because in design a lot of projects needs specific types of skills. Work, like skills, yeah. Yes, motion, 3D, yeah. Video, photo, it depends. So it's very natural for us to collaborate with other people.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting strategy. And also, it's very flexible, since the work that Onda does has a lot of fluctuations in terms of pace and things that you need to do. So if you had like a large team to manage, it'll be harder to have everyone busy at the same time. And with this, you have a lot more of flexibility. So I think it's a very, very smart strategy. I think a topic that is also very interesting right now, and I'm going to ask this from two different angles. Like, one is, design work a lot of times is perceived as a commodity. People need to make something a little bit prettier, or they want to have a logo, and a lot of people downplay the impact that good design and a good brand can have on a project. So I want you to address that, how you see that, and how important it is branding to you, even from your background as a marketeer. And maybe you can also talk a little bit about what you have done before getting to Onda. And also the second part is, how do you see the world evolving with AI? And aren't you afraid that design will be even more commoditized, and people will even think that with something, with an AI tool, I can get a logo and move on. I don't need to work with a branding agency. So I think I know that it's a lot to unpack, but start from one end and can finish in the other one.
I can start with what matters, AI, right? I think I don't AI don't scare me.
Okay.
It's something that will happen, whatever I like it or not. So I'm not like, oh, I'm going to lose my job, or I'm going to lose the studio won't be here in 10 years. I believe any company won't be here in 10 years if you don't change anything. But now or in the past was the same thing. So. Yeah. Things need to evolve, and things are always changing, so we need to change. Now, there is ways of change and other ways that to do it. What I believe is creativity. It will be a thing very hard to put a AI to do it. But you will be able to focus more on that, and the boring process be able to do it by
using AI or leveraging
using AI and leveraging of that. We already do that in some of the process.
Okay, great.
Not when we are creating a concept or designing per se, but when you are in the wireframes stage of the project, it's something that we are already using because it's easier, it's faster. You just need to focus more in the strategic part of, is the structure that is best for the client to share its message. So that is the part that we can add value. Mm-hmm. The others, I think AI can do, even the management part.
Going back to the commodity, design as a commodity, and your experience as a marketer.
I think it also depends. I believe branding is very important for you to stand out, to make a difference, to convey your values, the design is the way you will speak without speak, you know? It's how when we know we the first impression that we will have from a brand, and that will set a tone, or in this case a tone or a perception that we will have from the brand. I cannot be naive that everyone is able to buy a brand, a branding, a web design, like we do with Motion to create a storytelling from the website. I'm aware of that.
Yep.
So, I think AI will be helpful for people in really
the beginning
in the early stages without money, that probably they are working in a company, they have an idea, they will start in the a free time they have that company. Of course they are not going to spend the money that they don't have in a brand, in a branding. So I think it's really great that they have this kind of tools to help them to have the logo they need for that moment, the content for the website, even the website, because you can buy templates for $10. So I think that is amazing. And there is a place for every kind of needs. There is audience for every type of service that exists. Like, most of the people don't have money, but luxury brands exist and they are very profitable. So, as a creative studio, we are a creative studio for a specific audience. It's not for the people that are looking for a logo. We don't do that. I mean, we can, but it's not the kind of work we do. I think we work with more mature brands that most of the times are doing a rebrand because they are on the stage, okay, we made it, we are a company, now let's focus on
taking it to the next level.
Yeah, take to the next level, consolidate our message, our perspective, the perspective that the audience have for us, or even they are in a area and now they want to be positioned in the other way in the market. So for that kind of companies that they are looking for that, I don't believe an AI tool will be enough because we will be able to see it. Okay, what it will be a branded AI branding or a branding create for a studio. So I think there is space for both. I'm not sure if I'm going to say a stupid thing, but actually I believe that will even increase our value.
Yep.
Because it will be more unique and more exclusive, and maybe the value of the service will increase because of that.
I totally agree with you. I think the quality that you get from working with professionals that are listening to you, that understand and can do research, all of the things that you already explained that Onda does, will be very different from what you can get from just leveraging AI. And I think will be like the companies that still do it that way will be seen as someone that invests very highly on branding and communication, and the other ones are just starting or taking like a shortcut, which is okay, like you said, but I think the two things will be perceived in very different ways. Another thing that I wanted to ask you is that Onda, from the beginning, positioned themselves as a design studio that works in Web3, so has a lot of experience in that space. I know that you also do other things outside of Web3, and maybe on the new rebrand, you don't want to be perceived as such. You want to work in other areas. But I want to ask you what makes Onda a different company, a different studio for Web3 companies to work with. How can they trust you if they are a Web3 company that Onda is one of the best studios in the world doing branding for Web3? And why they should go with you?
I think because, first of all, because we have experience with Web3. It's not a weird world for us. We understand what they are working, how the audience works as well, because it's a little bit different. It's more communities than an audience. I think we work really well with them because we understand they have something very unique and new that it's hard to explain, and we try to make it simple, trying to get them to the real world. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's the best term, but it's like, let's try to say this now for
normal people.
For normal people, because you, I mean, Web3 is growing, and I believe the way we use money and the type of money we use, it will be different in the future, probably when I will be an old lady, but I believe that it will change. And it's a process. It's a long process for people to understand and trying and make the shift. I'm really excited to be a part of that change.
Yep.
Also, in my case, I previous work in a Web3 company, Utrust. I don't know if you heard about it. Or X Money. I know what are the challenges, the things they need, the speed of Web3, like everything is for yesterday. Yep. The momentum is now. So I think since we are aware of that, we try to give them not more panic attacks. So, oh no, this will take a long time. We try to
adapt reality.
And I would say more adapt, and also try to tranquilize them and see the solutions. If they, okay, we would like to do this, but if now it's not possible because we don't have time, let's try this first, and then we will iterate. And I think that really works really good with Web3, because yeah, it's an industry that you need to be flexible, because yep, everything is changing all the time.
Yeah.
But I personally, I love that. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't like the steamy waters.
Julia, I have a very important question for you, which is, you only have girls in the team. Are you afraid that you are not being inclusive enough?
Super. I don't sleep about it. It's been really struggle for
me. You know that we have laws in this country that you need to be more inclusive.
Sue me. No, I think it was a natural thing. I don't like to categorize like, oh, we are a woman company, look at us. It happened naturally. We are only woman at the studio, but
if any
men are welcome, if you want to
they can apply
to apply,
you are going
free
to consider them.
But it's not a thing that I give a lot of thought, to be honest. I mean, it is what it is. I would be happy that this would not be a thing, you know? Like, oh, you are a company only woman for... So what? You were only a company of men and never... anyone ask you about it. So.
They ask a lot, actually. But yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, I thought it wasn't a problem.
No, for sure.
But I just want to work with people.
And do great work.
Exactly. Do a great work, always trying to evolve and learn. And if it's a woman, it's a woman. If it's a man, it's a man. It's okay.
Following up on that, what would make like those girls very, very happy in the next couple years? What is like the perfect project, the perfect client? What are you looking for new partners in the future?
We are very exciting to explore more tech-driven experience, brand tech-driven experience, but because we believe the future will be in that area, and we want to try to do more things. We are starting doing a few things, but the world is digital nowadays, and only a website is not enough. You will need to create more digital experience with your brand, and I think we should be going that direction. It also something that excites everyone on the team, because it will be the great example of to see a brand that you build and then expanding the brand in different ways. Mm-hmm. And also we are a company that was born inside Subvisual, so the tech DNA is very close to us, so mixing the development part with the design, it's the perfect match for us. So we are trying to do that. We already did something with Alchemy, a conference in terms of directions and messaging the next speakers. It was something more digital that you could change life. For example, in the past months, we work with Alchemy, a conference that's a visual organized. We did a digital signs with the Alchemy conference that's a visual organized, that you could schedule it for their app appear on the screens, or we can change if something happened. It was an interesting experience. We collaborate with the tech team of Subvisual. Now we are trying to do a tool to help the teams be able to be autonomous when we deliver the brand. The idea of this tool is for them to be able to create image or GIFs or videos on brand. Mm-hmm. So what we want is to create a setup with already the fonts, the colors, the icons, whatever the brand have, and then the team will be able to do whatever they want with them and not be always need help from a designer.
Yeah.
I think that's our main goal for the next years. Try to do more of that, create more of that kind of tools. If you have an idea, please feel free to reach out.
Julia at onthestudio.co.
We are happy to explore, and that's I think it's one of the things that is great on the team, because everyone is kind of new in the role that they are at the moment, and everyone so is okay. I have this challenge now, not sure how I'm going to do it, but let's explore and do it. So everyone is always trying to improve, and it's nice to be in an environment that like that, because you feel like supported. It's not a place that that one has more experience and is judging the way you are doing. So I think it's easy and light, and it helps to with the creativity and the work we are trying to do.